On Midwest Week, another summer of great theater here in the Quad Cities. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Mike Schultz, arts editor for the River Cities Reader. And Mike, for the second time in a couple of years, the Adler Theater is taking a big chance and bringing in a major touring show. What's that all about?
What a touring show, though. Book of Mormon, yes. This won, I want to say, 9 Tony Awards about 5 years back. Mm-hmm. It is written by the boys who did South Park and one of the gentlemen who did Avenue Q. Do not bring the kids. I can say that for sure. But if you are up for a great, hilarious night of theater, you can't beat that one. That one is phenomenal. It is so funny. It's a wonderful show. Great music, great jokes.
And what is it that the Adler Theater is doing? Is this like the second time they brought in a really major show like
that? Well, certainly they brought Jersey Boys, had an extended run recently. And this one, yeah, I think has a run of maybe 7 or 8 performances, if I'm correct. Mm-hmm. It's certainly a risk. But if you're going to take a risk on Book of Mormon, because it is absolutely worth it. So I hope they do well on it. I wish my schedule would allow me to see this one. But yeah, it's super fun. Can't say enough about
because
it.
Because so many of the Adler shows are sort of like they're in between Des Moines, Chicago, Madison. And they stop for one night.
Yeah, exactly. You have the one chance and that's it, but this gives you a whole week worth of opportunities to go see it.
And is that a big risk because of the cost of bringing that big a show and that many nights?
Oh, it's got to be. Absolutely. You have to house everybody. You know, you have to keep the lights on in the venue, you know, every single day and the power. And I'm really glad I don't know much about the inner workings of the finances behind it, because it would probably give me a nervous breakdown. But I'm glad they have it for that long.
Because I remember it too. I think it was 2 years ago, I went to see Jersey Boys, and I was amazed at the number of huge semi-trucks parked all around the Adler Theater.
Oh, sure.
There had to be 6 or 8 of them.
Absolutely, and this has got sets like crazy, too, and you know, lots of people, so many costumes. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they should just rent out the block, basically, for the week.
And we'll just wish the Adler the best of luck.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, another large venues around here is Timberlake Playhouse in Mount Carroll. What do they have this year?
They've got a really interesting, eclectic season. They are opening with Beauty and the Beast, which opens Thursday this week, actually, in a run for a couple weeks. But then we have the comedy Born Yesterday. It was an Oscar-winning film. It became a Tony-winning play. It's a great, high socialite comedy. Then they have The Full Monty coming back, which is all about male strippers. I got to see it at Timberlake in 2005, I think, and it was just spectacular. I'm glad they're bringing that back. Then they have a Sherlock Holmes thriller called Baskerville. Then we have Fiddler on the Roof, the great Fiddler on the Roof, of course, and Forever Plaid closes out their season. Great a cappella boy band kind of show, which I've seen several times.
So it sounds like they're really sort of using that huge stage they have up there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a wonderful venue. Yeah, I missed it entirely last year, but I'm aching to go back. I love it there.
Now, is Sherlock Holmes, is that a Broadway show that's come out here?
No,
or
I don't think so. This is it's certainly an area premiere. Whether it's a kind of a national or world premiere, that I don't know. But it's a brand new Sherlock Holmes mystery, and you know, give you a little chills and thrills for your summertime dollar there. Yeah.
And on the way to Timberlake, you could stop at Clinton at the Showboat Theater.
You could, yes, absolutely, and should by all means. They've got a fun season too. They've got Jesus Christ Superstar is opening their season. They've got their own Disney show with Little Mermaid, but a lot of big musicals. Cabaret is coming, Oliver is coming, and they're going to close the season with a really intimate two-character drama, Tuesdays with Maury. I'm not sure if you remember the film with Jack Lemmon that aired a couple decades ago. That's a heartbreaker. That'll knock you on your socks. That one's good one.
Would you describe the Showboat as more of sort of a family, aimed more at family audience?
Certainly more so than Timberlake this summer with Full Monty. But yes, they do try to go that route. I've seen a couple of racier shows there in the past, but it's been a few years. It's a terrific time for the family, and it's such a beautiful venue, and just charming as all get out, and being right on the Mississippi River, literally on the Mississippi River, seeing theater is fun.
Now, I drive by that sometimes. I confess I've never been there. It doesn't look very big. Is it bigger
inside?
It's
not very big, no. But it's bigger than you would expect, I think, from just seeing it and going, where on earth does the theater fit on that boat? But it's got a balcony area. It's got a main floor mezzanine, and it holds a good couple hundred people, I think. Yeah, you should really check that out. It's worth it, definitely.
Because like I said, I drive by there, and it looks tiny. I'm thinking, 50 people can see
that
show.
No, it's quite a few more than that, actually. Yeah, give it a shot sometime. It's fun.
Okay, now another group that caught my attention recently was the QC Theater Workshop presenting Reefer Madness.
Yeah, now, that's my home away from home over there.
Is that the 1950s movie that we used to laugh about when I was in
college? It's the 1936 movie, actually.
Oh, that's
right. Yes,
okay.
All about the evils of Mary Jane on today's youth. And it is a musical, and it is a comedy. It is campy as all get out. It's like a Rocky Horror or a Heathers the Musical just came out a few years back, which is just wonderful as well. To be honest, I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going this weekend. Everything I've heard about it just tells me that it's going to be hysterical. I've heard nothing but great things about it.
I remember seeing that movie many years ago, and I'm trying to,
I'm trying to
envision this as a musical.
Yeah, it's just terrible. I know it's being staged, actually, kind of almost in period. It's being staged like in 1938, talking about this movie that just came out recently that you children need to see because of, you know, the evils of, and so they're playing it as serious as they can, which I'm betting just makes it all the funnier.
And I assume this is for mature audiences?
Yeah, probably. Another one. The kids aren't going to get a lot this summer. You know, that's, let's just face it.
The kids are just going to have to stay home and play baseball or something.
Exactly right. Play outside, kids. Come on, it's summer.
Now, then there's the Playcrafters and Richmond Hill Players. They usually put on stuff all summer as well.
Richmond Hill is celebrating their 50th anniversary this summer.
Okay.
And so what they did, which was really interesting, is they invited their patrons to choose the season for them.
Mm.
So they filled out audience response cards about which shows they would like to see the most. And so they brought back all shows that have been there before, but the favorites of audience members. And so this summer we have a comedy called Dearly Beloved running right now. Busybody, which is an English farce that I saw several years back, which was really amusing. And then Neil Simon's California Suite hitting in August. So yeah, a lot of comedy over at the Richmond Hill. Playcrafters, pardon me, is doing a really fantastic play called Clybourne Park that won a Pulitzer Prize about 6-7 years ago and a Tony Award. Mm. And it's a response to Raisin in the Sun. And so it deals with the younger family selling their house to a white family in the 50s and then takes place in Act Two 50 years later with a black family selling it to a white family because of gentrification in the neighborhood. And it is fascinating material, and it's really funny, and it's really moving. That's probably the title I'm most looking forward to this summer, to be honest. I just love it. Newground Theater did it about 5 years back, too, and it was just spectacular there as well. Great piece of drama.
What's the title of that again?
Clybourne Park.
Clybourne
Park. Bruce Norris, who is a great Steppenwolf talent out of Chicago.
Okay. Wonderful. And last but not least, and certainly the most important of all, of course, because you're part of it, is the Mississippi Bend Players.
Yeah, that really is the most important one. As long as you mention it, that's mighty kind. Yes, the Mississippi Bend Players had our inaugural season last year. It is a regional summer stock company that presents shows out of Augustana in the new Brunner Theater Center there. Mm-hmm. And this year we have a really, really exciting lineup of Big River, the great Mark Twain, based on The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, won 7 Tony Awards, terrific. The Glass Menagerie, Tennessee Williams' masterpiece memoir, coming in July. And then a world premiere in August called Beginner's Luck, written by a gentleman named P.J. Lasker, who wrote scripts for The Golden Girls and Barney Miller and has a just incredibly long and varied career. It's about a former child star who, believe it or not, can't get work anymore. I've heard that's happened a couple times
what
in
a
the
shock.
Past.
Yes.
It's a riot. It's a really funny script. Super cast. I'm lucky enough to be in the show, which is great. I'm really, really thrilled about the season. And I get to be producing artistic director for this season, which is an incredible honor and nerve-wracking as all get out. So
it means you have 5 minutes of free time.
I think it means that I've just been in the area so long. You just get promoted if you stick around places long enough. So
sort of like me here, you know, you last long enough.
I'm not going to make any judgments on that. No.
And who picks the shows for the Mississippi Bend?
There's a committee that worked on it last year, I know, after the first successful season. Mainly it's our executive director, Phil McKinley, who's a great Broadway veteran, did The Boy from Oz and worked on Spider-Man, Turn Off the Dark. And he's also from the area originally. And then there's also a team of people, directors and advisors and such, who put together the titles. And they picked a pretty good lineup this year, I think. I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be great.